Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Joel Salatin with us, and his family own Polyface Farm in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. They produce and direct marketing salad bar beef, pigerator pork, pasteurized poultry, and pastured eggs. Author of a number of books, he speaks at food, farming, and health conferences all over the planet. Polyface Farm is the good farm featured in the award-winning documentary Food, Inc., features prominently in the ecological alternative in the New York Times bestseller Omnivore's Dilemma. His self-described moniker is, listen to this, Christian libertarian environmentalist capitalist lunatic farmer. Joel, welcome back. How have you been?
I've been great, George. Thank you. It's a delight and an honor to be with you.
Lots going on. Why are the European farmers so upset?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been to Europe many, many times over the years doing a lot of, you know, I do farmer seminars over there on how to farm without chemicals and direct market and the different things that we do. And the reason that this is, so I have a little different take on it because I've spent so much time there with farmers. In fact, I'm going back to Austria and Hungary here in May, and then back to Switzerland or maybe Portugal in October. So I think a little bit of a different perspective than a lot of folks. And the thing that people have to understand is that the EU has subsidized farmers to the tune of $60 billion. That's $60 billion a year. Basically, since World War II, and so these farmers have gotten extremely dependent on this government largesse, and they've overbuilt buildings, they've overbought machinery, they've overspent because that's what you do, you know, when there's easy money, and so for example, in the Netherlands, one of the reasons that it all started in the Netherlands is because the Netherlands is the point of the spear in this whole movement. For example, I ran into, it's not uncommon there to run into a dairy farmer, for example. Hey, you know, we're a dairy farmer. How many cows do you milk? No, we milk 100. Okay, so how big is your farm? 10 acres. George, you can't put 100 cows on 10 acres.
Mm-mm.
And assimilate. I mean, that's, That's 220,000 pounds of manure and urine per acre, which is about four times the amount that the land can handle. And so in the Netherlands, for example, all this manure and urine runoff, same thing with pigs, chickens, but dairy cows are probably the worst. It runs into the canals and clogs up the canals with nutrients that make the willows and the vegetation grow voraciously. Well, then the township has all this money trying to clean out the canals so the water can run. The countryside smells like a toilet. I've been there. I mean, the whole thing, not in the cities, but in the country, the whole area smells like a toilet because of this over waste. And so you simply can't overrun an ecology like that. And so that's why things started in the Netherlands. And it has spread, to other areas. And just like here in the U.S., the average farmer there is fairly old. You know, they're about 60 years old. And the older you get, as you know, the less adaptable you are, to transitions. And so with the EU under pressure now with all their social programs, and now with trying to send military aid to the Ukraine, with Putin's invasion, and trying to come up to their NATO spending budgets, they're looking for where can we cut spending, and agriculture is certainly top on the list. And so as they start to try to wean these farmers, some of them off of these, you got to realize the EU farmers, half of their income, the average EU farmer, half of his annual income comes from direct EU subsidies, half of his income. So when they start taking away this perk or that perk or something else, these older farmers are fighting back. They don't like to be weaned off that government paycheck, and this is what's broadly developing it.
Is it fixable over there, Joel?
Well, yes, it certainly is fixable. The farmers though need to understand that they simply can't be just dependent on a government paycheck all the time. I mean, I've had farmers show me like the spreadsheet, the checklist, and so I'm driving along, and a farmer says, "See that goose nest over there? It's a wild goose nest. I get $1,000 a year for not disturbing that nest." It's amazing all the different things, these quote unquote ecological benefits that farmers get a direct check for over there. And so, yes, it certainly, they don't need chemical fertilizer. They can use compost. No place has as much biomass and compostable material as Europe. They can direct market. They don't have to, they don't have to go through all the channels, supermarkets and things like that, and a lot of it is just they need to start acting or being adapting more to an entrepreneurial business climate, and those kinds of transitions they're difficult, especially when you're older. So yes, it's fixable, but it will take some time to move their agricultural economy and subsidization program, to move it to a more market area oriented program like we have here.
Now, somebody listening in tonight, Joel, might be saying, "Who cares about European farmers? What about here?" How do you answer that?
Yeah, well, of course, historically, kind of as Europe goes, so goes America. About three decades later. And, I don't know in this case whether that's going to be the way things go, but what has happened, I think, in this is a much broader, what I call a blue collar, revolution. And one of the reasons that the farmers are enjoying so much support, it's easy for me kind of as a libertarian entrepreneur to say, come on, farmers, get over this. You got to adapt. let's join the real market here.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to say that, but more broadly, I think the farmers appreciate that being a minority, they have become the whipping boy for the economic malaise that is now fostered upon Europe due to escalating prices of social programs, all the social safety network, and now what's really put the hiatus on it all is this whole the war in Ukraine and of course the price of fuel, like Germany, where they're not getting that cheap Russian fuel, so their fuel prices have doubled, and of course the prices for fuel for the farmers have also doubled, and so that's why this whole not getting a fuel allowance has got them so stirred up. Not only are they trying to cut the fuel allowance, the subsidy for the farmers, but also the price of the fuel is going up, and so there's this broad kind of support, and I totally get this, that farmers have become the whipping boy for the economic restriction, the economic difficulties that all this is creating, and that's why it's enjoying such broad support among, the trades, the electricians, the plumbers, the truckers, the blue collar trades see this as generally a disrespect and a dishonor of the working class. And I think that's what can move across to America here is a broad a backlash among the trade blue collar movements for the same kinds of issue, cheap imports, overregulation, difficulty to start a business, high taxes, those kinds of things are enjoying the similar kind of support here in the U.S.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Now, we, of course, have been our farmers, the breadbasket of the world in producing food for everybody. Is that going to continue, Joel?
Yes, I don't see any reason that that will discontinue. American farmers have, we do offer subsidies. Well, they don't call it subsidies anywhere. They call it crop insurance. But we only insure six things. You know, we don't insure beef cows and maple syrup and honey. We only insure six commodities that were always part of the subsidy. Corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, cotton, and sugarcane.
That's it? Just those six?
That's it, yeah, just those six. Those are the things. Now, you know, there have been, excuse me, things like price supports for things like milk, you know, dairy, things like that, that have definitely created weirdness within the market. Anytime the government intervenes in the marketplace, there's going to be distortions that you wouldn't see in a normal market. But in general, the U.S. has been a lot less interventive, certainly with direct payments than the European Union. And so American farmers tend to be much more, leaner and meaner. We've become a little more aggressive about the market realities of the global market, of production costs and those sorts of things. And I don't see that changing a tremendous amount in the U.S. anytime soon.
Joel, when COVID hit, of course, we saw the run on the supermarkets with everything, toilet goods, paper goods, food, everything went. And that's when we were still producing things at a regular basis. What happens if there's a downturn in production?
Well, the COVID shortages were not because we were underproducing. The COVID shortages were because of
overbuying.
Well, no, it was the glitches in the human resources. I mean, we incinerated during COVID. We incinerated millions of chickens, turkeys, and pigs. Not very many cows, because they have a longer chain, you know, from farm to plate. But the things that were the shortest, that couldn't wait for processing plants to restart, get up and going, were the shorter duration things, like pigs, which only take about 6 to 7 months, chickens, which take 6 to 7 weeks, turkeys, which take 12 to 14 weeks. And so all that production was in the front end of the food chain, and when the big processing facilities stopped to retool and re-plexiglass, if you will, they ended up that they just couldn't take these animals coming in the pipeline, and so they incinerated them, and it shows the fragility of this long food chain. You know, we think it's efficient, but actually it's extremely fragile because of just-in-time inventorying and all the things of supposed efficiency actually creates high risk. And so COVID was not a production issue. It was a processing issue. It was not on the farm end. It was out on the processing end. Now, if farmers, produce less, then you have another whole story. But I certainly don't see American farmers, reducing their production anytime soon. And I mean, the one thing that has reduced substantially in the last 18 months is beef cattle, and that's primarily due to the drought. From basically West Texas through Georgia Louisiana, Alabama, all those southern tier of the U.S. has been in an incredible drought. Of course, now Texas is on fire.
That's
burning up a lot of spring pasture as well. And so the American cow herd is now lower than it's been since 1950. And that's one reason why prices are going through the roof, going up dramatically in the beef sector. It's not any kind of government manipulation or farmers, whatever, don't want to raise cows anymore. It's when there's no grass, there's no cows. And that's a reduction. And so to deal with that issue, we need to confront, well, how do we ameliorate drought? I mean, are there things farmers can do to reduce susceptibility to drought? And I would suggest there are. You don't hear about that much. Mainly you just hear whining and complaining about the weather, which farmers, of course, have done forever. But I kind of have a three-ingredient recipe for dealing with this and taking a lot of the edge off of droughts. I mean, we've had floods and droughts from time immemorial. Those didn't just start in the last, 50 years. And so if we really want to get ahead of this drought situation, we need to talk about how to reduce the vulnerability to drought. And there are definitely things that we farmers can do. We've certainly done them here on our farm to reduce drought. I mean, we have averaged four drought 4 years out of five. Only one in 5 years do we really not have a drought at all. And so they are routine, and we need to reduce that risk factor. We can talk about that if you want to.
I had heard that China is buying up American farmland like crazy. Is that true?
I wouldn't say buying it up like crazy. I would say buying it up strategically. And the thing that's got, there really isn't, they're not buying that much acreage. What they are buying is acreage near strategic U.S. military assets. Even though it's not a whole lot of acreage, the particular location of the acreage is raising eyebrows. I don't think this is a production issue so much as it is an actual, a kind of an espionage issue, if you will. And that's what's raising the concern of a lot of people is not how much it is, but exactly where it is.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.